Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI, Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 9,395 kHz, Tuesdays through Saturdays at 1:30 a.m. UTC time. You can also listen to RAI via internet on rai.com.ar. There you can find the streaming and also the latest program in any of the 8 languages of RAI, downloadable as a podcast or to listen on demand. If you are in the United States, you can also listen to our station via audio now by calling 641-552-8099. I repeat, 641-552-8099. If you want to contact us, send an email to rai@raiargentina.com. I repeat, rai@raiargentina.com. Remember to attach a recording of the audio, the program you're reporting on. 2-3 minutes of audio will suffice, and that is our requirement to reply before replying with a QSL card. So the address is rai@raiargentina.com. If you want to send that reception report via conventional mail, you can do so by contacting us at RAI, PO Box 555, and then the postcode 1000, followed by Buenos Aires, Argentina. Guillermo Vega is operating the program. Lauriana Rubinetti is the on-air producer, and I am Fernando Farias. As usual, we're going to have the latest news, plus one of our features. We've got Discovering Argentina. We are going to the Catamarca Calchaquí Valleys region by the Andes mountain range. But that will be after the news that start right away with the headlines. The Argentine Senate debates the budget bill 2019 and pro-government lawmakers are confident in passing it. In the trial against Chapo Guzman, his lawyer said two American presidents were paid drug money. The fire in California left 50 dead and it's already the worst in history. The Uruguayan Congress approved the entrance of US troops for the G20 summit. The summer cruise season was formally inaugurated in Ushuaia. The Argentine national team of women qualified to the World Cup in France 2019. And here are the news. The Argentine Senate debates the budget bill 2019 today. The Cambiemos ruling coalition is confident in having the necessary votes for the project to pass into law that has half a sanction of the lower house. This was expressed by one of the leaders of the pro-government caucus, the provisional head of the upper house, Federico Pinedo, who underlined the fiscal balance that is included in the initiative. There is an important consensus that was generated in the upper house, and I think we are in conditions to pass the project into law. The budget is a very good first step for Argentines, because it's the first step that we take towards not spending more than we have. According to parliamentary sources, it'd be 40 lawmakers that would support the bill, including 15 of the opposition. The spending plan establishes, among other goals, a fiscal deficit of zero for next year, a goal agreed on with the IMF to access a $57 billion loan. It also forecasts an economic drop of 0.5% and an annual inflation of 23%, which represents almost half of what's calculated for this year by official sources. In the context of the trial on drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, his lawyer assured that two Mexican presidents received money from the Sinaloa cartel. Before a New York court, the defense assured that incumbent head of state Enrique Peña Nieto and predecessor Felipe Calderón are the ones who were paid the bribes. Their rejection came quickly, in Peña Nieto's case, via the press office of the presidency. On a tweet, the spokesperson denies accusations and recalls that the incumbent government of Mexico was the one that apprehended Guzman back in 2016. Calderón, in turn, also published online a message dismissing accusations. In yesterday's hearings, Chapo's lawyer Jeffrey Lichtman affirmed his client wasn't Sinaloa's real boss, but his right-hand man who's still at large. Guzman is accused in the US of drug trafficking, money laundering, illegal association and homicide, among other charges. He'll be sentenced to life imprisonment if found guilty in any of them. But death penalty is excluded because of the extradition treaty signed between Mexico and the US. The wildfire in California has already left 50 dead, and it's already the worst in history. The latest victims are from the northern Butte County, where authorities retrieved 16 bodies in towns destroyed by flames. There are over 200 missing people because of the fire also. The fire broke out last Thursday and has already consumed 505 square kilometers and destroyed more than 6,000 homes. Some 5,000 firemen are involved in the struggle against the fire that, according to DPA agency, was contained by only 30%. In the context of the catastrophe, President Donald Trump signed yesterday an executive order to declare the situation of disaster. The wildfire named Camp Fire has been deadlier than the one called Griffith Park back in 1933 in Los Angeles. The Uruguayan parliament has approved the entrance of American troops that will protect the president, Donald Trump, during the G20 summit in neighboring Argentina. This way, 400 servicemen as well as 8 aircraft will enter Uruguay in the context of the encounter on November 30 and December the 1st. Their request generated some rifts in the leftist ruling coalition Frente Amplio, despite critical lawmakers ending up supporting the bill. One of them said during the session, "I am not convinced Uruguay be used as an operations base for the G20. But another one retorted, "They will not be invading Uruguay, quote unquote, because they have an entry and exit date." In Argentina's southernmost province, Tierra del Fuego, the cruise summer season 2018-2019 was inaugurated in a ceremony headed by Governor Rosana Bertoni. Authorities said they expect 440 cruises to arrive during the coming months. This forecast implies a 25% growth year-on-year in the number of arrival of cruises, which will bring 180,000 visitors. Some of these cruises go through Ushuaia as part of trips linking South America's Pacific and Atlantic coasts that usually include Argentine cities Buenos Aires, Puerto Madryn and Ushuaia. Others put in as part of tours of the Chilean fjords, while others depart from here headed for Antarctica. The provincial government says the movement of tourists will generate sales for over $21 million between November and April. And Argentina's female national team of football has qualified to the World Cup of France 2019. With Mendoza-born Estefania Banini as captain, the national team equalized on 1 with Panama and qualified to the World Cup after 12 years. This will be the third World Cup for Argentina after taking part in the United States 2003 and China 2007. This ticket to France is very important for a national team that fights against prejudices back in their home country and claims they receive the same kind of support the male national team of football received. The Argentines had been a long period without training before the Copa America of Chile that was disputed in April, in which they made it to the third place, which gave them the possibility of playing a runoff versus Panama. And these were the news brought to you by RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI Argentina al mundo. RAI Argentina 面向世界.
RAI Argentina vers le monde.
RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentinian in the world.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
La tierra por dentro de tanto cantarla me quema y mi boca quiere florecer. Yo sé que me verás, hombre solo tendido a llorar, porque Catamarca me crece en la sangre como crece el río en el arenal. Porque Catamarca me crece la sangre como crece el río en el arenal. Tejedora belenista, telar en flor, hilas con hilos de luna, la pena con la canción. Agüita de olvido bebo de sus manos, ardida el fuego de mi corazón. De sus manos, ardida al fuego de mi corazón. Hombre que por andar llena su alma con la soledad, siente a Catamarca y sus viejos rastrojos, le canta la nombra para no llorar. Siente a Catamarca y sus viejos rastrojos, le canta la nombra para no llorar. Mi Belén, no hay adiós, es el tiempo de azul vendimial. Sigue esta zamba y en mi pañuelito florece un hogar. A donde me vaya me sigue. llega esta zamba y en mi pañuelito florece un hogar. Tejedora velerista, telar en flor, hilas con hilo de luna, la pena con la canción. Agüita de olvido bebo de sus manos, ardida al fuego de mi corazón. De sus manos, ardida el fuego de mi corazón.
We were listening to a little bit of folk music with La Bruja Salguero and a song entitled The Woman from Catamarca, La Catamarqueña. Let's move on to, well, we're going to talk about Catamarca as part of the next feature. RAI Argentina to the World presents Discovering Argentina. Today we bring you the Catamarca Calchaquí Valleys, the lands of Juan Chelemín. In Argentina's northwest, there is a system of valleys and mountains that have a special weather and unique valleys. This area is called the Calchaquí Valleys. They run through three provinces, Salta, Tucumán and Catamarca. The valleys were the location, the site for some of the most ancient pre-Columbus civilizations. And also the first Spanish settlers in that part of the Americas lived there. The Calchaquí Valleys stand out for their mestizo culture, their halfling culture. They stand out in the production of wine, in the production of spices, and is a land of artisans, poets, and singers of international level. Their landscapes are of beauty, filled with colors, and 1,000-year-old mountains and valleys. The city of Santa Maria, located in Catamarca, is the capital of the Calchaquí Valleys. That's about 1,400 kilometers from Buenos Aires City, the capital of the nation. That part of the region is also known as the Valle del Yocavil, the Yocavil Valley. That's a word in the native language of the Diaguitas or Calchaquíes. The Santa Maria River runs right along the valleys, and on its banks you can find small and very ancient towns. Some of the most interesting stories involving the Spaniards in the colonial times happened on the Yocavil Valley. Some of the bloodiest battles between the invaders and the local natives took place here as well. The city of Santa Maria is the head of the department of the same name in the province of Catamarca. In this part of the Calchaquí Valleys, one of the most advanced cultures in the region, the Santa Mariana culture, came up. They were very good potters and they worked metals very, very skillfully. years went by and the Calchaquíes were strong in fighting against the advance of the Incas that were coming down from Peru, basically destroying local and autochthonous cultures in the first years of the 15th century. When the Spaniards arrived a century later, already in the 16th century, the colonization routes had not yet clashed directly with the lands of the Calchaquíes. There are many historians that point out that despite the goals of appropriation, the Spaniards in charge of this column advancing managed to have some harmony between territories, and they quite tolerated the rejection, the refusal of the native Calchaquíes to convert to Christianity. The Crown forces were very violent in implementing their plans of appropriating lands and enslaving the natives while converting them into Christianity. That sparked a rebellion by Calchaquíes that made alliances with other Diaguita peoples. This led to years of cruel wars between both. Many people died. Towns were raided. There were forced marches and exceptional punishments in which you can find the antecedents of torture methods used later in Peru with Tupac Amaru. The history books name this chapter as the Calchaquí Wars, in which several native leaders stood out. One of them was Juan Calchaquí, or Juan Chelemín, who was able to unite and lead into battle several Indian communities or native communities. Chelemín led the biggest revolt, and he got to control a vast part of territory covering the present-day provinces of Jujuy and La Rioja. The Spaniards had to brought in reinforcements from Peru and Chile, and that's how Chelemín was defeated after 7 years of war with no quarter. Chelemín was apprehended, he was dismembered, and his head and limbs were sent to the forts of the region. His whole family was murdered too by the Spaniards. However, the Spaniards admired the courage and the intelligence of the native leader, and he was written to several poems by Spaniards that arrived back in Spain, and well, people got to learn about these battles and these events across the Atlantic. At the Jocaville Valley of Santa Maria, there are numerous archaeological fields to visit, such as Cerro Pintado, the historic town of Pueblo Quemado, the Pachamama Cultural Center, and the Jujuil Gorge. There is also the most important archaeological museum in the region, the Erik Borma Museum, where collections of the various periods of the Diaguita culture are on display. Manuela Rasgido, internationally recognized designer, is also from here. In her own workshop, she dyes the wool with the oldest techniques that include pot, mud, the leaves of local herbs, and semi-precious stones. In these lands, the colors blow up when the pepper harvest begin. There is something that positions Santa Maria as a place of reference in the production of spices and aromatic herbs that are grown 1,800 meters above sea level. Those who visit the Catamarca segment of the Calchaquí Valleys will be able to enjoy every June 21st the party of Inti Raymi, when the god's son is received with music and offerings for asking him to be benevolent during the long winter season. As part of this syncretism, which is the combination of cultural traits of Christians and natives, there are Catholic festivities that are quite important, such as February the 2nd, the Candelaria Virgin Day, that is celebrated with a massive popular fair. After that day, we've got the Yocavil Queen's Party that goes on for 3 nights. There are folk music groups, performances, fairs, conferences, and also a urban street music festival. In each of the little towns along the valley, such as San Jose, Lorahuasi, Lampasito, and many others, you can meet the potters directly. Also the jam makers that manufacture their products using ancestral techniques, not modern ones. In Santa Maria, visitors are welcomed with food, with drinks, and with songs, and they get to experience one of the warmest and kindest welcomes, and they are able to, well, to discover the psyche, the style, the way of the people of the of this region, all warriors that are very proud of their past.
Santa María linda, hay tus mujeres que bellas son.
And this was another installment of Discovering Argentina. Today we travel to the Calchaquí Valleys in Catamarca province, the lands of native leader Juan Chelemín. This is a feature of RAI Argentina to the World, produced by Silvana Avellaneda. This way we come to the end also to RAI's program in English, RAI Argentina to the World in English, the end of this broadcast for today. It has been operated by Guillermo Vega, the on-air producer Lauriana Rubinetti, and yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening, and hasta mañana.